calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings from the automatically deleted husband. Happy birthday, Zadok. You've been on my mind all day. And obviously, that's as far as I could go since, you know, you're on my mind, you're on my heart. I haven't seen a picture of you in years. So, you know, the picture I have to look at is you as a baby. So, I'd like to know you. This is a kind of a hard time of the year because obviously Zadok's birthday starts a series of birthdays. And then, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and those kind of things. So it's been troubling. And I wonder if it's been even more troubling, especially starting today, because I've been pondering Chris's offer to take me to Lexington. It's weighing on my mind because I want to see my kids. There are a whole lot of stresses. And, you know, this just simply amplifies it. And the problem with these stresses and opportunities, and the big struggle is, why bother? The only reason I bother is, of course, the ultimate reason, obedience to Christ. I'm sorry, you probably don't understand that. But one other thing is there's talk about not this Saturday, but the following Saturday or the one after that, going up to Raccoon Mountain. And this again was with Chris and with Rob, the gentleman we met some months back. So we have a tentative go on that. And I'm delighted to continue to expand that relationship. Zadok, happy birthday. My lady, I love you, and I'm not turning from you. I committed my life to you. You committed my life to me. You have my heart, and I love you.